You're listening to SBS News.
In the heart of one of Australia's major wine regions, the New South Wales Hunter Valley, the soil is bone dry. The relentless drought has fifth-generation winemaker Alastair Tullock bracing for yet another challenging season.
Yeah, the heat waves are my primary concern, leading into it from a very dry winter into what is forecasted to be a dry spring.
He says the summer heat waves have become the new norm and it's impacting grape growth at an alarming rate.
Yeah, that was when we saw the temperatures hit over 47 degrees Celsius. So that really does have a massive impact on grape quality, even in a short period of time. So that was the period where we had some fruit on the vine and we were desperate to pull it in. Basically,
it's the same story for grape growers in South Australia, including David Brewer, who says the dramatic shift in harvest dates is taking a toll on his business.
It's putting a huge strain on our resources for both fermentation space, but also for refrigeration and also labour. Because the work is all happening over a much shorter period, and it's hard for us physically to manage the labour. We're having to employ more people for a shorter time, which they don't.
Dr. Christopher Davies, a principal research scientist with the CSIRO, says the changes recorded by grape growers reflect both the pace and severity of climate change and paint a bigger picture of the vulnerabilities of the entire farming sector.
When you increase the temperature and get this faster ripening, then you're getting imbalances which make it more challenging for the winemakers. So when people ask me, have you got a good example of climate change, I say talk to a viticulturist or talk to a wine company, because they've all experienced the changes.
With climate change presenting an increasing threat, winemakers across Australia are being forced to adopt new measures to combat the challenges. Some are moving to cooler climates, like Tasmania, while others, like David Brewer, are diversifying the variety of grape.
Varieties which use water more efficiently or are able to handle low water conditions in high growing temperatures. CSIRO's been doing some really good work on that.
Going carbon neutral is another strategy helping mitigate the threats. David Brewer has made the switch, while Alastair Tullock's family-run winery received official certification this year. He says that's an important step following last week's report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that urged a rethink of how the world produces food. He's been using regenerative agriculture to both address the climate crisis and alleviate the impacts of the drought.
We grow these so that they will break down in the soil and provide the plants with the nutrients that will help them survive through periods of stress, and hopefully we can store more water in the soil through greater soil organic carbon.
Professor Mark Howden, the Vice Chair of the IPCC, says a coordinated approach for the entire agricultural industry is needed.
Climate change is a really big issue now for our agriculture sector and right across the globe, because it's cutting in quite strongly. And so I think the faster we get on the front foot, the better.
Next month, a delegation of farmers will visit Parliament House calling for a national strategy on climate change and agriculture. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.